Good evening, beautiful listeners. It's again that time where we're keeping it real with Miss K. So tonight's segment, we are literally talking about your imperfections is what makes you perfect. And in studio this evening, I have Leidra Martin, who is an amazing makeup artist, been in the industry for 9 years. And I felt like this was just the perfect topic to discuss with a makeup artist that understands the perspective about this. So, Leidra, say hi to our listeners.
Hi, everyone. I feel so awkward. It's my first time on radio.
No, it's completely fine. Just relax. Keep it cool. Okay. And what I just wanted to know is, tell us a bit about the background about makeup and how you got into this industry.
So makeup used to be my part-time gig first. My sister actually encouraged me to study. Because she thought I was really good at it. And then it wasn't my initial idea to study makeup. That's not what I wanted to do. But I decided to give it a crack, studied part-time, that is. And then, did it part-time for a couple of years. And then when COVID hit, actually, I decided to leave my then job, which was in corporate, and then go full-time, the worst time to decide to do it full time. But I thought, you know what? Everyone's in the same boat at that time. I'm going to take a leap of faith and then just do it. And I've never looked back since. I mean, God has blessed everything from like the first few months that I started. Like the third month, I knew like I'm Lord. Three is enough. The third month, I need business now. And then he's come through for me ever since.
Yeah. That is amazing. So you're doing makeup is your passion. And why is that?
The people. So you meet people from all different backgrounds. And I always pray for my clients when I wake up in the morning. And I say that, you know, Lord, bring the people that I'm supposed to meet for this day on my path. And it's just meant to be, the people that I meet. And so they get encouraged by me and vice versa. I get encouraged from them and I'm also giving them a service. Mm. And so I can't explain it, man. It's more than just a creative art for me. It's also a calling that has now become part of my calling as well.
No, that's amazing. So why I really wanted to talk about our imperfections making us perfect is that, I mean, me sitting here now, guys, I have this huge rash on my face and I just don't want to go anywhere with this rash. I would do anything to cover it up because, I mean, we are young and us as women, we really just, I think, honestly, first appearances mean everything to me. Like, I keep it in high regard. Yeah. So if I cannot look perfect the first time I meet you, I just don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah, it's normal for us.
Yeah. So I keep that, like, in high regard. And I just wanted Leidra to share about the instances she has been in where there are other young girls that has imperfections and we, you know, put these people on pedestals and, oh, they look like these models and things like this. And we just get so down on ourselves. Like, what is your take on that?
So a lot of the times when a client will come to me with a picture of inspo, right? Like provide their pictures. And I always let them know upfront, like, remember, these are highly edited pictures, number one. So they are there to make you feel better about yourself. They are there because they're selling a product to a client and they have to look at the ultimate, the best that they can totally look in order to sell their product, right? Because that's, I know from experience, like, once I do the work and what could be the final product might not always look the exact same. And so I try to be very realistic with my clients and say, do you know what? Because a lot of them feel under pressure these days to go for Botox, to have nose jobs done, you know, like implants, whatever need be. And so even when we chatted early on and I was saying, do you know what? I have a different kind of idea of beauty in the sense of, like, we were talking about how even in Cape Town there's a different beauty standard to Johannesburg, and like even my international clients will come and they have a different idea of what beauty is to them, right? Mm-hmm. We all have different beauty standards. Like even some of my Asian clients will say that they like their skin to be a little bit fairer. They want to look, even if I need to match their face to a different color than their body. Wow. That's their beauty standard, right? Mm-hmm. So in Cape Town, I find that a lot of the girls still have like a very conservative approach to makeup, where like my clients will come from Johannesburg, they want a full beat makeup. You know, they literally want to look like another person. They want contoured nose, cheekbones, everything.
That Nicki Minaj look.
Could it? So I always tell my clients, and even I have this little saying on my website, it's about elevating what you already look like. And even I said to you earlier on is the fact that everyone has what you think are imperfections that causes you to look unique and makes you you. Because nowadays, everyone looks the same because everyone is going for this treatment, that treatment, and they all end up looking the same because the beauty standard right now is the Kardashians. Everyone wants to look like a Kardashian, right?
Preach.
So, but they're forgetting about the fact that everyone has a unique beauty. So if you have a bump on your nose, correct, and after I'm done doing makeup and everything, you have a unique beauty about you because your imperfections are the things that make you you, right? So I'm only elevating. Some people say, wow, I can't believe that I could have ever turned out looking like that. Someone said to me, I am now one of those Pinterest girls. But with no work done on their face, it's just about elevating their natural beauty, accentuating what they have. So I will look at a face. Oh, your eyes are the beauty feature of your face. Let's accentuate that part of your face. Yeah, sorry, that's just my take on
I get it.
On the beauty standard.
I mean, I think the point that I really like the most is that we shouldn't cover up our imperfections, but it's what makes us us.
Quitting.
You know, and for you to enlighten that with your makeup, I think that that's an amazing quality, especially, you know, to those girls that are fearful of those qualities. I know, like, if my mom hears me now, she would hit me. But she had her imperfection was her legs. To her, there's scarring on her legs, so she doesn't want anyone to see it. And it works on her confidence, which is so sad because to me, her legs are perfect.
Yeah, she has amazing legs.
Exactly. You know, and we make such a big thing out of these natural things that it's what genuinely makes us us. And how you saying that you enlighten these, you enhance these things and don't hide them speaks volumes, you know? What is the imperfection that you feel you have and you would rather just, you so confident in it right now?
My teeth has always been a major imperfection for me because I have like, what they say, piggybacking teeth. So I've always been very self-conscious about it. And then I had a baby sister. She passed away a few years back. And she really taught me something about myself, was that she lived unapologetically. She just loved. And she smiled open mouth, wide mouth, because we had very similar teeth as well. And she said to me, you're always worried about what people think about you or what people, how they perceive you. Don't care. Just go out and do and love. And us as a family as well, we feel like perhaps God is center, even in, or we center to our lives to like really show us how life should be lived. Like we are here for other people as well, yes. But also we need to live our life out loud. Like, I know that's the saying, out loud, but love, like, because you've been blessed with a life, you know, and now we get caught up on, oh, this is how I look, that's wrong, but you're not enjoying the life that you've been given.
Exactly.
And so we've learned so much, even from my baby sister that lived life. She did whatever she wanted. She traveled, she wanted to travel, she did this, she did that, she didn't care. She had dreads at one point.
She just did her.
She went both bare feet to college.
Confidence.
But confidence, and that's it. If you can have confidence within yourself, and I've heard a lot of people say, when you, even if you, what society doesn't deem to be pretty, naturally pretty, but if you are confident, a lot of people say that that makes you attractive. People want to know, what is it about you? It's because you have that confidence, you know? Yeah. When we see a man that's confident as a woman, we're looking for a mate. Like, a confident man, he draws your attention, you know what I mean? Women want to be with a man that's confident.
Mm.
And vice, I don't know, I'm not speaking on men's behalf, but I mean, as a woman, when I see another woman that's confident in herself,
It speaks volumes.
It looks amazing on someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm so on that take that you only live one life. And if you're going to be that whole life worried about your imperfections and, you know, you're just not perfect and you look like this and you don't look like that. I mean, there's only one you.
Correct.
Like, yo.
And you have something to offer other people out there. Now you're holding back, and maybe there are so many people's lives that you could have changed if you had been your true self.
True. Yeah. I had this experience this weekend, actually, where I took our young adults out, and we were speaking because there was young people preaching on stage, and they were like, yo, we wish we had that confidence, like yourself standing on stage and just speaking to everybody. And I told them it took a lot.
Mm.
I literally had to fake it till I make it at that point, you know, because like with my face looking like, guys, you know,
shame.
It's a really touchy subject. I'm not even going to lie, but like with my face breaking out, you know, I don't want to go anywhere without makeup. So for me to have stood on stage and just speak to everybody, it took a lot from me. And
it's a turning point, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They were talking to me about, yeah, we wish we had confidence. And I was like, I looked at them and I was like, you guys are beautiful.
Mm.
There's nothing that is a problem. Do you know how much it took for me to stand there and speak to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, I had to realize that speaking to young people, it's not about me anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about God shining through me to
Correct.
Be to be there for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still believe that our salvation is connected to each other, you know.
Yeah.
Our purpose is connected to each other. So if you're falling in your purpose, you are opening the door to reach someone else.
Correct.
And so me, I had to literally lose sight of myself in that moment and focus on the young people and what God wants to do and just allow that to happen.
Yeah. So it wasn't about you any longer.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what I took on that take. So I personally believe that. And I think that is what helps me through this process right now. And like you said, you just have to live unapologetic.
Unapologetic. But within reason as well. Let's not go crazy. I mean, like, use like discipline principles from the scripture. I mean, to live your life. Yeah, live. Enjoy. But ultimately, take responsibility for yourself and your actions. So live within biblical parameters.
There we go. And God just loves us with our imperfections.
Yeah.
You know, and that is an endless type of love. And I mean, I would go for that love any time of day.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have to come to the altar being perfect. That I can look the way I look and God will love me regardless.
Yeah.
You know?
Like without frown.
Exactly.
And what's it like without Botox, so you don't have like frown lines and that? And you have no expression. You come to God and you're like, your face is not moving.
Exactly, guys. So I have a big support to businesses out there, and I mean, it's really motivating me that you have carried on this business for 9 years, you know. So I just want to say, guys, if you're out there and you're looking for an amazing makeup artist that highlights, you know, your imperfections and make it look gorgeous, connect with Lidra Martin. Lidra, what is your details? How can people get to you?
So people can reach me on Instagram at Lidra Glam, and then they can view some of my most recent work because I like to post before and after videos, so they can have a look through that. Or you can just go to my website at www.lidraglam.co.za.
That is amazing, guys. And that is what it is tonight, Keeping It Real with Miss K. We are out.